the lower village of the castle of Montecuccolo. Traces of the Montecuccoli family are also evident in the village that lies at the foot of the imposing fortress. In the 14th and 15th centuries, the Montecuccoli took possession of the highest part of the hill on which the fortress stands and surrounded it with a third set of walls. The families living there were evicted and forced to move downhill. This was how the village developed at the foot of the fortress, the inhabited nucleus defined in documents as the lower village. Fairly typically, the dense fabric of the houses arranged around the piazza, the church, and the imposing residence of the feudal lord form a fourth defensive wall encircling the whole castle. Access to the village was only possible through two gates. The Bonvicina gate, later demolished, opened northwards onto the roads and paths that lead to Pavullo. The second, which still exists, opened into a narrow passageway between the houses. A high Gothic arch gave access to travellers arriving via the road from the parish church of Renna and the Gaiato Tower. Nearby was an inn and the home of the Bargello, the chief of the fortress guards. The church, built by Count Cesare in 1469, was initially a simple oratory without cure of souls. Then in 1672, it became a fully-fledged parish church, independent of the Church of Reno. In 1577, a distinctive roofed bell tower was erected above the simple arched doorway, using materials from the crumbling Pedrici oratory. On this occasion, the Montecuccoli donated a holy water stoop to the church with their crest carved into the small basin. In the lunette of the main doorway is a fresco depicting St. Lawrence, to whom the church is dedicated. It features two angels in the act of proffering the saint a palm frond and the incandescent grill, both symbol and instrument of his martyrdom. Between the church and the presbytery was a gate, later walled up, leading into the Count's kitchen garden. In the choir of the church is a striking canvas representing St. Lawrence, in a frame paid for by Raimondo Montecuccoli, whose money also went into the construction of a side chapel, once known as the crucifix, but later turned into the sacristy. In the presbytery kitchen, an inscription above the architrave of the imposing fireplace, dated 1509, recalls Don Ercole Montecuccoli, illegitimate son of Count Frignano, who had chosen an ecclesiastical career. In the early decades of the 16th century, he held the office of inquisitor at the parish church of Reno, and in this capacity interrogated the notorious Orsolina di Sassorossa and her daughter Agnese, accused of witchcraft. In the village piazza is a portico palace, once owned by the Corti family, then the Montecuccoli, who decorated the architraves of the windows with their crest and other ornaments. The palace was given as a dowry to Raimondo's aunt, Ricciarda, when in 1606 she married an eminent lawyer from Castelnuovo in the Garfagnana. The other side of the piazza is overlooked by houses which belong to the powerful Ricci family. Their crest, a hedgehog, appears under the arch of one of the doorways. In the 18th century, the Montecuccoli rented some rooms here for use as a school to educate the children of the Podesteria community. In the piazza, beside the ramp up to the fortress, is a low building used as a wood store. On some of the stones are carved ornaments, which include the Montecuccoli crest and that of the Perondoli family from Ferrara, recognisable by the pear symbol. Taddea, the wife of Count Cesare Montecuccoli, was a Perondoli. Before climbing up to the fortress, it's worth having a look at the imposing Piazza Tower, which looms over the lower village. On the first floor is a small rectangular barred window, of which there were once six. Its function was to let air and light into the prison in the basement of the tower.